Even morning, we're learning Chayodim Hilchus Trillin, which is Klal Yudalet, and we're at the end of Simen Chaf Alef. So he said yesterday that the teak of the talus, even though it's being used for the tefillin as well, so b'shas ha'tzak, a lot of other things as well. So the chayodim seems to require a condition of that is only mutter b'shas ha'tzak. For the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma that this is not only mutter b'shas ha'tzak, since the nature of the teak shel talus is you're going to put in it both the talus, which is not kaddish in and of itself. It's a tash mishal mitzvah, and both the tefillin, so it's miyuchad l'chachilo, for two usages. So that's like you would have made a tanai in your tik shal tefillin that you're going to allow yourself to use other things as well. Which by tik shal tefillin, a person should not do so. A person should not make that tanai. Mishnah Berurah comes out that tanai works even while you're using it for the tefillin, but he says you have to be careful not to use it for something which is tashmish maguna. But other than that, he seems to feel very comfortable that a person could use it. We made it tanai l'chatchila. So this is relevant if a person has a tefillin bag. So the tefillin bag is the velvet bag which holds the tefillin. So unless he made it tanai before the first time he used it, it's made to hold tefillin lo'olam. And unless he made it tonight, but before he used it the first time, he cannot put anything else inside that bag. The plastic bag which comes with it is also there to be mishamish the tefillin. It's there to protect the tefillin. So it's also a tikshal tefillin. And again, if a person, it's made, shaped, etc., with intent to use it for an ongoing basis for tefillin, so there's a hazmona. And then if a person used it the first time without making any tanai, so he kept something else inside of there. If, however, he made a tanai that he plans to keep his sitter there, where sitter is considered a step down of kedusha from the tefillin, he would need a tanai, and he wants to keep his mirror, and he wants to keep a note with his name, and some other items over there as well. So he could do that as long as he had that in mind. He made that tanai before he used it for the first time. But into the teak shel talus, even though it also holds the tefillin, since it's clearly intended to use for the talus as well, so that's equivalent to making a tanai. And he can put in the teak shel talus his sitter and his mirror and other things as well without a problem. The only mutter b'shas ha'tzak. The last thing he says over here is a meniach be'zuga shot. Shall Rashi shall read on time. A person wears two pairs of tefillin. So Osir Lohanichin Batik Echod Zugechod Huchel. According to Rashi, the Reino Tam's tefillin are not kodesh. According to Rashi's version, the Reino Tam's tefillin are not kosher tefillin. They don't have kedushas tefillin. According to Reino Tam, Rashi's tefillin are not kosher tefillin. They're not considered. They don't have kedushas tefillin. So you cannot put one bag both the Reino Tam and Rashi, because if the Reino Tam is right, putting Rashi tefillin in there is putting something in shalchol, and vice versa. So you cannot use both in the same bag. They have to be in separate bags. However, he says, if you made it tonight, if you're a Zoysin, he says, v'im hesnal da mitchilo is mutter. If the chachilo, he planned that he's going to use the tik for Rashi and Reino Tam, either simultaneously or one after the other, that would be allowed, because he made it tonight on his on this tick to use it for both Rashi and Reino Tam. Okay, let's hold it here. Mission tomorrow we'll pick up with the next siman, and hopefully soon we will finish Hilchos Trillin. Have a good day.